You were an English major at Vanderbilt and an MFA student in fiction at Virginia, so you've had experience in workshops as a student. What's one lesson or an experience or an instructor you had along the way that made an impact on your writing?
Every workshop that I've been in has had some sort of impact or another on me. There's at least some little bit that I've carried forth from that workshop and now, you know, incorporate into my own workshops as I teach. So I would say there's probably a couple of workshop instructors that I had in the past who've been on my mind most recently, I would say. And the first one was Peter Ho Davies, who I worked with about five summers ago now. But I really love so much the way that he structured his workshop and his positivity. One thing that I thought was really cool about him and his workshop was the fact that he organizes it in two different lumps. I mean, the first lump, the first half of the workshop, just talking about, you know, what's working well, and then the second one talking about what could work better. So that there's, you know, a real equal emphasis on what's working well with what could work better. And I think, you know, often the assumption in workshop is that, you know, a writer already knows what he or she is doing well. But
Especially
after a writer has spent weeks or months or longer with one particular project, you know, that's not necessarily the case. And so I think it's really good for him or her to hear that, you know, what's working well and why, you know, so he or she can apply that positive attribute more broadly in the next draft. And I think workshop is also great for those reading the story being workshopped, and actually great for the workshop leader, too, I should say. I feel like I'm learning something all the time in the workshops that I teach. But good for the reader, too, because I think that it forces him to, you know, just better and better craft his own particular point of view where art making is concerned. And talking and writing about that point of view over time, I think, helps them to, you know, just sort of better and better articulate the point of view. And I just tend to think that it's often the harder part of workshopping to identify what's working well and why. Identifying what could work better is easier because it sticks out, you know?
What's another goal maybe that you have for students in your workshops?
This might sound, you know, pretty Mickey Mouse, but to simply make something happen on the page. To remember plot. I mean, at the most basic level, I feel like that is the reason why a reader of prose is reading, is to see something happen, to feel something because of that happening. But again, as literary writers, we often, you know, kind of forget that. We get so trapped in the, you know, the interiority, which is great and I think pivotal. But I think that, you know, right alongside that internal journey that hopefully you're taking the reader through, there should be an external journey, an adventure of sorts that sort of mirrors that and actually helps it to work even better, that internal journey. But also, I mean, I think maybe my biggest goal for a student of mine is to simply, after workshop, be excited to revise when they leave workshop and just to, in the workshop, help them identify one or more points of reentry into that work. Once you work with something so long, it can feel really kind of closed off, you know?
Right.
I think that revision is actually where the real art of writing is. I mean, it's important in that first draft just to get something on the page, but the real craft of writing comes in the, you know, the paring away at that and maybe, you know, the adding here and there.
Right.
But I think I love revision. A lot of people hate revision, but for me it feels like almost working with a safety net or something because, you know, you have the draft you can always go back to.
Yeah, that's a great way of thinking of it. The workshop that you're going to be teaching at Murray State is 2 days. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, and it's 9 to noon on each of those days. And it's generative, so people who would like to participate, you don't have to bring something with you. So if you haven't written in a while or you're just looking for new ideas, it'll be a really fun experience. So how are you thinking about the workshop right now? What are you thinking it's going to look like?
It'll be very generative. I'm actually thinking about trying something new with this workshop that I've never done before.
Oh,
but
cool.
The overall sort of, the umbrella of the workshop, as I see it, is to think about desire and fear in characters.
Yeah.
And using those as tools to help make compelling, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. relatable characters. One of the things that I've been thinking about and preparing is this idea that we often apply to characters or sort of, you know, test them against, which is that, you know, is the protagonist relatable, or is mm-hmm. he or she universal in some way or another? And I think that often the temptation is to, in an effort to craft a universal character or relatable character, you sort of end up actually creating a pretty non-specific character in a non-specific time and a non-specific place, so that, you know, perhaps the reader can just project anything onto them. But I really think that the opposite of that is the way to go in creating a universal protagonist, to make them as specific as possible and to make their desires and fears as specific as possible.
Yeah.
Because I think the real thing that we relate to with characters and just with other people even out in the world mm-hmm. is there essentially their desire and fear? Because, mm-hmm. you know, we all desire, we all fear different things, but still we all experience, I think, those same levels of desire. We all have at some point or another wanted something, you know, more than anything else, or have feared something more than anything else. And oftentimes both of those two things at once, really. So that's what I really want to focus on, is characters' desire, characters' fears, in making them. And I prefer to think of, you know, characters as being, you know, compelling characters, mm-hmm. or as that being the goal. Make them compelling, make them interesting to watch. I don't know. I don't think that it's necessary to, you know, be able to relate to them or not. You just need to want to watch them and observe them.
You are mainly a fiction writer, but I know that you've started to write creative nonfiction too. So what are you working on now?
I've been working on a novel for years, and that's mm-hmm. what I've really turned my primary attention to. But yeah, I started writing personal essays in the last couple of years, which has been a real sort of sea change experience for me, but a really good experience. You know, so again, going back to experiments. But I just finished an essay about upward mobility and the unexpected emotional consequences of upward mobility as I experienced them in my own life. And because I'm the first person in my family to go to college. And it's only been in the last handful of years that I've realized what an impact that has had on the way I see the world, the way I navigate the world.
Right.
You know, sort of a feeling of being forever trapped between these two different worlds, which aren't necessarily opposed to each other, but they're very different.
Right.
But, you know, I think that has, you know, had an effect on me, upward mobility and the way that I see the world. I think that it's actually, you know, pretty difficult for me to receive a gift of any sort, but particularly material objects, because mm-hmm. I associate gifts with, you know, sacrifice and debt, you know, which, you know, my mother always, you know, struggled so much to take care of me and, like, you know, give me, you know, basically anything that I wanted. But then I also, you know, witnessed what a financial bind that would put her in. So I've been unpacking that and thinking about that and thinking about the way that that has shaped, I guess, the way that I enter relationships, the way that I experience them, because I love to give, mm-hmm. but receiving them is such a harder thing for me.
Yeah. If anyone has any interest in the workshop or our full lineup of events, they can visit our website at www.murraystate.edu/MFA. And Justin, we will see you in a few weeks.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you there.